Thank you very much. I know you need to get it off your chest, so let's just do it, okay? I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I will be what the Word of God says I will be. I can do what the Word of God says I can do. And I have God's favor in my life. Y en español, yo soy lo que la palabra de Dios dice que soy. Yo tengo lo que la palabra de Dios dice que tengo. Yo seré lo que la palabra de Dios dice que seré. Yo puedo hacer lo que la palabra de Dios dice que puedo hacer. Y yo tengo el favor de Dios en mi vida. Yeah. You guys are great. And it's always a pleasure to teach you and to be with you. Thank you very much for that. And especially thanks God, because He's the one that makes it all possible. And it's so wonderful to be part of such a great and growing family. And I appreciate everybody that's dialed in, your hearts to learn, to grow, and to prosper in God's Word. Today I'd like to present to you Love's Child. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which persecute you." That one part's not in the text. Verse 45, "That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." And this was Jesus' message to the masses. It was a most severe time. What with the dominating and ruthless Romans, the highly intellectual Greeks, and the dogmatic Jews, yet God saw it fit to have his son born right in the middle of that time, a time of age-old conflicts embedded in a most miserable world practically since time began. 6,000 years, as we see it today, a mere 4,000 or so when Jesus took his first breath. Yet the world was scarred nearly beyond, yes, beyond recognition of when it saw God's light once again, when God said, "Let there be light." It was a different place for sure, but a ready place for Love's Child. Let there be love. That was the message. Love had no place. To be sure, empires had come and gone. The Valley of the Nile had long since stopped producing the amazing cultures of its fathers. Mesopotamia laid its claim to civilization only to be swallowed up by the ancient Babylons and their law-giving Hammurabi. But the pyramids were built, and they still stand today in a memory of a glory gone by. Scarcely had 2,000 years passed since light broke upon those waters. Still, more empirical rule was to rise and fall before Love's Child graced man's dwelling place. Egypt fell to the Hyksos dominance. Assyria rose from the desert sands, and the Jews left their old, nearly unknown home and trotted westward in search of a new land, Canaan. More prosperity, a nicer place to raise their families. But the wars continued. The scarring deepened, and Earth's people became more enslaved to the edicts of a privileged few. Even though the Greeks conquered so much of their world, they couldn't rule things very well. But they could think. In their midst became Crete, the center of known civilization, and their glory continued for some time. During their rise, Phoenicia rose from Earth's belly to a place of prominence that so many in the past 2,500 years had seen. Even so, times grew worse for those wandering Jews, so they headed off for Egypt. All the while, Greece, now filled from those northern people, continued to build its physical worldly hold and gained an intellectual grasp destined to rule for another nearly 2,000 years. These northern folks, the ones I just mentioned, fighting as they came, moved down into Italy deeper than Greece and settled only to enforce and eventually enrage Rome, ever conquering, ever dominating. But Rome had not yet risen to its glory. Love's child had yet another 1,000 years to come. In this millennium, a million events had yet to transpire. The Trojan horse, the development of Palestine, old Philistia, and the Jews conquering Canaan's land under the judges' rule came and went. Solomon's temple was built, and the Jews finally had a kingdom. But this didn't last long, for it was soon ruptured into two states, Israel and Judah. While these two brothers were fighting, Greece rose up via its city-states, a novel idea, and a new child was born to the world, Rome. God rose up his prophets, and they became the conscience of the Jewish people. Love's child still had another 700 years to come, and the world grew more embattled. After all of these changes had to have some negative effect on the world around. Assyria stepped out onto the ever-changing battlefield and conquered the whole of Western Asia and destroyed the independent kingdoms of Judah and Israel. A lot can happen in 200 years. But the conquered Jews liked what they had been given in Assyria. These old desert folks didn't have it that bad. Assyria ruled and gave them nearly complete freedom, with one exception. They couldn't go back to their land. Judah and Israel, eventually changed to Galilee, Israel, lay barren and wanting. Philosophy and science in Greece began, and by the way, so did Buddha and Confucius. But the Persians didn't much care, because it was now their time to conquer. And conquer they did, when they took over the whole of none other than Western Asia. But at this milestone in Earth's childhood, 500 years before Love's child took his first breath, the Jews were allowed to return to their homeland, Jerusalem. So they did. But many stayed in Assyria to live the good life. While Judah began to nurture its people once again, Israel didn't. For it lay dormant for another 400 years. When it revived, its name was changed. The blue seas of Galilee entered the worldly scene. Greece was at its heyday when it saved Europe from the deadly Persian invasion. Thank God for that. But Rome had already begun. It became a republic and quested for an unquenchable empire. The priestly class in Judah was established, marking the beginning of the fall of Judaism. Malachi wrote, "And 400 years remained until love's child. The earth was reeling and writhing in pain. But it seemed that no relief was in sight as an impenetrable spiritual darkness engulfed the ages." 400 years of sightlessness began when the recognized spiritual capital of the world was reestablished, Jerusalem. But the world recognized it as such, and mostly the Jews were left alone to practice their dogma, ruled by cruel Pharisees and Sadducees. They only gained more power as those centuries went by. Darkness moved. Love's child was a tender 200 years away while Rome became a world empire. The time was right. God's people had all but disbanded to the far corners of the world. The 10 tribes of Israel became assimilated into the many different cultures of Assyria, Egypt, Greece, and beyond. Judah and its 2 tribes held out for as long as they could. They feared love's child because love was not a part of their practices. Love had no place. Rules and laws, murder and power did. Jesus forsook all but love and proclaimed love in the face of utter and sheer darkness, a complete absence of love. Whereas God once said, "Let light have its place once again." Now he delivered his proclamation of love. Let love reign once again too. It had been forsaken by love's first man and woman. Let it bring an end to the ever encroaching forms of darkness. Love's child spoke it clearly and plainly. Once again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust." He didn't much care of Rome's dominance, of the Greeks' intellect. He spoke Aramaic and some Hebrew also. He cared of love. He did his best to ignore anger's hate and dominance and spoke of his Father's goodness. He spoke of love and goodness, a seemingly minuscule voice in that ever-present shroud of darkness. He spoke of service to one God, a true God of love and life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Judah knew only service to the theocratic rule of dominating priests and priestesses. They knew only of their hate and bitterness against all of mankind. In their eyes, no man was accepted save them and only them. They knew only of their murders and punishments to those who refused their doctrines. Jesus knew this too, but he was in a land semi-far removed, Galilee. Yes, he came to Jerusalem for to sacrifice, but he lived in another place, perhaps a little more quiet than this center of spiritual cruelty. Love's child grew, aged, and became God's man. At 30, he became a man, had only a very short time to mature into mankind's savior, and release love into a sick and aching world. Could he do it? Could one man turn the tide of pain and suffering in the midst of the most aggressive power struggle yet to visit planet Earth? The dominating and merciless Romans, the intellectual Greeks, the Stoics and Epicureans, the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Essenes. Yes, all of these were everywhere present, only to name a few. And here was love's child in the midst. But God's plan was not going to fail, and nothing the world arranged could alter that. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. And he saith unto them, which Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Times were indeed bad, but love's message rang clear. Stop the murdering, he said. Stop the adultery. Why, John the Baptist screamed this into Herod's ear. Stop the stealing. Stop the lying. But rather love. Love your father and mother. Love your neighbors and yourself. Love. Jesus proclaimed the most hated message. Yes, most hated by the Pharisees and Sadducees, and laughed at by most of the others. Love, love, love. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love signified an end of an evil time, an evil way, and an evil spiritual epicenter. Hate maimed. Love destroyed it and all evil as it germinated and rooted itself throughout all the world. This God of hate and pain, proclaimed by the misguided priests of Judah, was soon to be replaced by a wonderful God of love the world over. The message was clear. Love the God of love, love each other, love and fulfill the quest of the ages, love's child. Now you are love's child. Continue the fulfillment of such an empirical quest and raise the family of love to greater heights. Love in the face of adversity, hate, pain, and suffering. Love in darkness, and cause the springing forth of a long-awaited light. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Woe unto you, Pharisees! For ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Let us, no, never, pass over the word of love. God said, let there be light, some 6,000 years ago, when he gave his love. Some 2,000 years ago, he said, let there be love, and he gave his love once again. John 3:16. We all know this one by heart. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now fulfill God's quest. Fulfill love. Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 8, clearly instructs us, owe no man anything but to love one another. You owe it to your fellow man to love him. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Go and love.